You're listening to That's What I Said, a critically acclaimed podcast. I'm one of your hosts, the recovering Matthew Dickens, and my co-host this week, like she is every week, is Joanna Zaleski.
Hey! So, recovering, are you finally on the up and up? Like, did you see the doctor, or did you just get better?
Yeah, I went to the doctor. Apparently I had the flu and I didn't know it.
Alright, I think you knew it. You said no to us all. Well,
I didn't know what it was, and I lovingly shared it with all of my coworkers for the past week.
Oh, sure, they love you for that.
Also, I feel like I should put an asterisk next to every week, since this is our semi-weekly podcast that we do.
Like, what day are you free? I don't know, what day are you free? Okay. Can we cancel this week? Okay. Well, okay, I just finished my semester, and so like, I'm not taking any summer classes, but I was like crazy busy until the end, and I gotta tell you something. Since we don't have a script, I'm just gonna like wing it. So I gotta tell you the story. We had to do in my special education class, we had to do an IEP meeting. If you're not familiar with an IEP meeting, it's individual education plan where it's for children with exceptionalities who need assistance in the general education classroom. That sounded all fancy, didn't it?
I have exceptionalities. It did. Like you knew what you were talking about.
I know, right? I got an A in the class. Spoiler alert. But we had to do this meeting, and it was like six of us, and I was playing the general education teacher. Now, I did the IEP. That was my part of the project. And then this other girl I was friends with in the class, who's in my group, she wrote the script. And oh my God, did she ham it up? I was like, whenever in that episode of Drag Race where like Jinx is crying in Alaska, like can't stop laughing. It was like that. And I had to be like, don't worry, Mrs. Washington, we're going to partner together. Well, and what was really annoying was I make a lot of references a lot, and like you get my references, and Ryan gets my references, and like end of people who get my references.
You and I are the same person.
We've pretty much discovered that. There's like slight differences, just slight. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make a reference because I love Jeff Goldblum. I don't know if I've talked to you about that. He's on my shower curtain.
I think we have talked about it.
Do you find Jeff Goldblum attractive?
No, but I like him a lot.
Why not? He's beautiful.
No, I mean he's a beautiful person, but I don't think he is physically attractive.
Oh my God, I do.
I think he's like a very interesting person, and he's great, but
okay, if you don't think he's attractive, go back and watch the movie Earth Girls Are Easy. It's on Amazon Prime, I think. Or Netflix. I think it's on Netflix.
What is it, Earth Girls?
Earth Girls Are Easy. It's him, I think Damon Wayans and Jim Carrey, and they're all really, really young, and I think Gina Davis is in it. Ryan and me found it one day because we're talking about Jeff Goldblum, and it is the most ridiculous movie. They are aliens and they land
musical comedy romance.
Did you Google it already? Look how good he looks in it. Look how good he looks in that.
Well, it's not showing me pictures from the...
Hit images. Pushy about this.
Oh, there he is. Well, he just looks like a younger Jeff Goldblum.
A younger, sexier Jeff Goldblum. Whatever, I'm the cheese that stands... I'm not alone on this. The internet shares my views.
All right.
Okay, so anyway, I was diverting... How we got on Jeff Goldblum.
This wouldn't be an episode of our show if we were not very divided on something.
One thing, like Patti LuPone, Jeff Goldblum. The reason that he came up was I wanted to sneak into the script the phrase nature finds a way, but I couldn't find a way to put it organically. And I made that joke to my group and they all went blank face. No idea what I was talking about.
When has that ever stopped them in Drag Race, though, when they've got a joke, a punchline that they want to fit in, and the opportunity doesn't come up, so they just ham-handedly just shove it in at any point?
But, like, they didn't get the reference, and I was like, you know, like Jurassic Park, and they're like, what? With Chris Pratt, and I said, no, like the original one with Jeff Goldblum, and who else? I don't care, it's just Jeff Goldblum. And Jeff Goldblum says nature finds a way, and then I pulled up the clip, and I played it, and it still had no impact on their, like, oh, that's hilarious. You're like, okay, I now understand what you're talking about, but it still does not make me laugh. I'm just misunderstood.
I don't think I've seen that movie in a long time.
It's good. It holds up. It holds up.
I'll go back.
Okay.
So in the intro, I mentioned that we're a critically acclaimed podcast.
Oh, who acclaimed us?
I am still waiting for enough people to rate and review us on iTunes so that they'll actually show some feedback.
Do we have anyone that rated us?
No, not yet. It says not enough people have rated and reviewed to show anything. So
okay, people. Well, they're probably like, I'm not going to review these people until they make a consistent schedule. And
so, I'm not going to try if they're not going to try.
Essentially.
But I got my first in-person review of our podcast the other day over the phone while my mom was talking to my sister on speakerphone.
Yes.
My sister said, and I quote, it's funny. So that is high praise.
Is your sister like never compliment you?
No, she does, but...
Okay, okay. Who did she think was funnier? Not that it matters, but...
She says that you sound exactly like one of our family friends, and I don't hear that at all.
Oh, okay. I gotta tell you, I have been compared to this one celebrity like 3 times now, and it's infuriating. Have you seen Arrested Development?
Yes. I've seen the original. I haven't seen the new
well, it's not new,
whatever
new.
You call the
reboot,
that Netflix is doing.
Do you remember Anne, George Michael's girlfriend? They referenced her name is Mae Whitman. She's been in Duff. She does, I think, the voice of one of the Ninja Turtle characters. I can hear, are you Googling it already?
Yeah.
She's like,
because if I see her face, then I don't. Yeah, she was the girlfriend. Is that what you said?
Yeah, she played Anne, or they called her her.
I don't remember.
But like, people will like, I don't know, have come up to me and be like, "You look like Mae Whitman," and
look like you don't look like her.
I don't think so. Well, like one person said, I reminded them of the spunk she had in the movie Duff. And I was like, do you know the movie Duff, what it stands for?
No.
Designated Ugly Fat Friend. She's like, you remind me of like her personality in that. And I was like, I hate you. Go away. She's like, oh, you don't look like her. You just like remind me of her spunk.
That's like when somebody tells you, you know who you look like. And then they name a celebrity and it's like a really ugly person. And you're like, I've always told you that you remind me of Zooey Deschanel.
I will take that. I will take that much more. Well, I like you because you name pretty people. But, like, I always hate the worst is when someone says, you look like a friend of mine. Let me show you their face. And I'm like, no. I don't want to know because it's going to ruin my day because it's never an attractive person.
You're like, thanks a lot for that.
Thanks. You ruined my day. I hate when someone takes a picture of me and then tags me on Facebook of it without approving it through me. That's just wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should go through a whole approval process.
I mean, hello. It's 2018.
Checks and balances. Common 2018 courtesy.
Exactly.
Well, I've got everything set up so that I've got to approve anything before anybody else can see it. Like if I get tagged.
Oh, still, like you still have to see it. And you're like, meh.
I have to see it.
So what's up with you? How's your life besides almost dying of the flu?
Besides dying, nothing's going on. Have you heard of the Walmart yodeling boy?
I have heard of it. Every time I go to like look into it, I'm like, I don't care. You can fill me in so I don't have to look it up. Why was he yodeling?
Well, there's not much more to it than there was like a video clip of this boy yodeling in Walmart, and it went viral because that's how the internet works. But Diego was a little late to the whole yodeling boy meme. He first saw him, I guess he was performing at Coachella. We were talking about Coachella in one of our previous episodes. But he was performing at Coachella, and Diego said, I don't get it. Can he not sing? And so I'm not entirely sure Diego knows exactly what yodeling is. The reason I'm bringing it up is because 11-year-old Mason Ramsey, the aforementioned Walmart yodeling boy, has just dropped his new single.
Mm.
And I didn't know if you had heard it or not.
Good for him. Are you going to play a clip?
No, I don't have it all queued up.
I felt like we were like on a, you know, those like the late night talk shows are like, oh, do we have a clip of it? And like, even though we all know they obviously have a clip.
Joanna, I brought a clip with me.
Oh, no.
If you let me show it.
Oh, no. I am so embarrassed. Oh, yay, yay. That was my dream when I was little. I wanted to be Conan O'Brien. And it's funny because now I have his haircut, so. Dreams come true. good for the yodeling boy, I guess. I mean.
Well, I mean, it's not good.
I hope he doesn't have, like, a crazy yodeling stage mom.
Well, okay, here's my first problem. my first issue, and I think it's the most important, is there's absolutely no yodeling in the song that he came out with. And if that's what you're known for.
That's false advertising, yeah.
I mean, stick with your brand, kid.
Does he not have a marketing coach? I mean, jeez. And
clearly. Let's reach out. Also, my other issue, services.
We can't get enough people to rate our podcast. He needs to coach us.
Also, my other issue with it is the song is all about like love, and I love you, and I want you to love me.
Aww.
And I have a real big issue with kids singing love songs. It was the same issue I had when little Justin Bieber first started getting famous, and all of his songs were about love. And when you're 11 years old, you should be singing about love.
No, I like it when they do, because that's when I felt like the most infatuation, and like I was most Ryan's like in the room, like when I was most excited by love. you know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh my gosh, butterflies, like he might like me. See, but I never had anyone like me until I was in high school. So my 11-year-old love was all one-sided.
Is that because you were a duff?
Yeah. You're not wrong. I had all these like major dreams about love, and it was all in my head, but I still enjoyed it. I made up all these like there's a journal I wrote when I was 11 where I kept track of all the guys that I had a crush on, and I wrote so embarrassing, ooh, I'm a playa, which is weird because like none of them even talked to me when I was like, look at all these guys I have crushes on. So
this is all very one-sided scorekeeping.
They were like, I imagine right now if I said one of their names like on here and I like they heard about it, they'd be like, who? But I remember all of their names because I wrote it down for memories. Don't you like think that's the most pure like excitement time? Or I mean, were you just like an angry 11-year-old?
Maybe in high school, but not an 11-year-old.
Well, what were you like when you were 11?
I don't know. What grade is that? Like
fifth grade? Because 12 is sixth grade.
I don't know. I was playing with Pogs.
What are Pogs?
Oh, my
Ryan
God.
Ryan just got really excited, sad that I know what Pogs are. What's a Pog?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll Google it. What's a Pog? Like, is that that thing or the things in the cup?
The cup? No, they're like little discs. You don't know what Pogs are? Aren't we the same age?
Yeah. The thing that was in a little cup. Like, they came in a little cup.
Oh, it was like a little, like, prescription pill.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Well, I could do both, but, you know, women are strong as hell, so I could have one-sided relationships and play with Pogs. Oh, my God. They had some weird Pogs. I think there's a Bob Saget Pog.
They had everything. Everybody, all the brands were jumping on that bandwagon. There was so many dumb stuff in the '90s and 2000s.
There's a Samuel L. Jackson Pog, I think.
Yeah, because he's a somebody.
You're nobody till there's a Pog of you. I'm about to say, like, I can't believe this is a thing. They're just selling cardboard, but, like, my husband plays Magic the Gathering, so that does very, very well. So Shaq had a whole line of them.
What sort of things did you collect when you were a kid?
Okay, this is embarrassing. I didn't have any interest in anything. But I wanted to, because I wanted to have like a thing that people thought of me, and I was like, I know, I'm gonna be keychain girl.
You can't like make up your own reputation.
I did, but nobody like caught on except for my mom. And my mom like knew I wanted a thing, so she went on eBay and got me all these like custom keychains of things I liked, like NSYNC teddy bears and Batman, and like she got me a little box to put my keychains in, and that was my thing. But no one knew about it.
Joanna's that girl that is over there starting rumors about herself.
Did you hear Joanna got like 4 new keychains? Like, okay.
You're into keychains, right?
You're like, no, who cares? But my mom found me some amazing, like, they weren't just like, welcome to Cincinnati keychains. Like, she got me toy keychains. She got me collectible keychains. Like, she found me the coolest stuff on eBay. Because she just, like, I think she felt bad for me and wanted me to have a thing and show people. But, like, she scoured the eBay for me. Like, it was awesome. My mom's awesome. Best mom ever.
I didn't have any friends, so my mom was my best friend.
My mom is my best friend. Are you making fun of me?
Yes, I was trying. I was trying to explain to Diego what these things called crazy bones were that we had when I was a kid.
Crazy bones.
There were these little plastic, like, I don't even know how you describe them. Like, they were like little monsters, but you would play games with them and you would collect them. And we had so much stuff to collect when we were kids.
Yeah, I missed out on all of that. I just, like, I guess I was trying to be different. I was like, y'all, I got keychains over here if y'all want to come over to school and see them. And they're like, no, that's cool. When did you get into dance?
When? Middle school.
Did you want to do it or someone like, you're doing it?
Well, my mom started taking an adult dance class, a jazz class, that was just like a bunch of like moms that wanted to take dance class for like exercise. And I was like, I want to take dance class. And so she signed me up for an age appropriate dance class. And I don't know, I was just really good at it. I don't mean to brag or anything.
That's awesome. Do you still dance at all?
I want to. I just can't find... I can't find a class that like fits with my schedule. And
yeah,
the gym, I go to the college gym and they offer dance classes that are like just 6 weeks long, 6 weeks long.
They don't have a lot of adult dance classes anymore. Like, it was really hard to find my hip hop class, and I wasn't particularly interested in hip hop. I just wanted to take dance. Like, if I had to pick a dance that I wanted to do, it would be tap dance. And I signed up for my tap dance class and got the shoes, and then they canceled it. So
tap is fun.
Tap seems fun. How much tap have you taken?
I don't know. As much as everything else.
Which is your favorite?
I like modern dance now. After I stopped dancing at the studio that I was with, and I was just dancing in college, I was taking just like exclusively ballet and modern classes. I don't know. I miss it.
You should find out a way to do it again. Or like, it's not even... You'd think in 2018 there'd be a way to like... There's dance videos you can do online, but it's...
Well, I don't want to dance in my living room.
I mean, you could, though. Hey, have you heard of this choreographer, Brian... Hold on. Friedman?
Hold on. Brian?
Yeah, the Friedman. Reason I saw him was he did choreography to the Todrick Hall song, Dem Beats. You know, they don't make dem beats like they used to. They don't make dem beats. That one with RuPaul, wasn't it?
No, I've never seen this guy before.
I like his choreography. It's very, like, kind of like modern voguing. And like,
who are those three guys that are always dancing in heels?
Giannis Marshall. And I don't know if you've seen the new video with Deadpool and Celine Dion. Have you seen that yet?
No, I heard someone talking about it the other day.
Yeah, well, Giannis Marshall is the guy playing Deadpool. But yeah, I love him. But that Brian Friedman is very similar dance style to that. Like, it's very, like... sharp movements, very quick, very voguey, but also very modern. Because I love Vogue dancing, but it's all the same. Like, if you watch one Vogue battle, you've watched them all. In my opinion. I mean,
if you've watched Paris is Burning,
you're done. Don't continue. I mean, and I love it, too. Like, I love the isolation of the body. It's like taking hip-hop, and I enjoy it, but, like, I get tired of it a little bit. I'm like, all right. Like, I've even felt like that towards some drag, like, the lip sync for their life. I'm like, oh, there they go again. They're, like, doing a death drop. Oh, look at that. They're, like, walking on their feet like a duck. Wow, thrilling. Like, I've seen it. People are still like, wow! did you see that? That was amazing. Like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, it needs to be something original. I need to be wowed.
I understand that it's hard to wow every time, but I know it's hard. If you're like, and then I probably stings to like work really hard and learn how to do it. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, that was lame. I'm not interested anymore. But anyway, that guy's really good. I highly recommend. I'm sure he's thrilled that I'm giving this recommendation out. His Instagram account. His choreography is pretty great. And I, there's like 3 or 4 steps. I'm like, I want to learn how to do that. And when I get a moment by myself, I'll like attempt to do it. And thank God no one else was there to see it.
I'm going to send you some videos of some modern dancing, later.
Every time I think of modern dancing, I think of the episode where Squidward tentacles went to the land of all Squidwards. Did you see that episode?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you ever watch SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there was an episode where Squidward went to go live with other Squidwards, and uh-huh. he took a modern dance class every day, and it's very funny. I know that's not what you're doing, but in my head, every time you say modern dance, I think of Squidward tentacles.
I think modern dance has kind of a bad, not bad, it has this reputation in the dance community as it having to be like weird and artistic. Well, no, that's not right either.
I've seen a lot of dance moms, so I feel like I know what I'm talking about.
The idea of modern dance is not just to be bizarre. It's like a legit like style of dance. And
oh yeah,
I'll send you some videos.
I agree. It's just the child part of me still thinks of Squidward tentacles.
I'll get you some Martha Graham.
Martha Graham. Awesome.
Speaking of drag queens, I am going to DragCon on Saturday.
Girl, you better be careful. We saw what Tyra's planning on doing. That's crazy. I can't believe they haven't arrested her.
That's on Sunday, though, so I'll be fine.
Tell me all about DragCon. Who do you plan on going to see? Are you doing any of the Fast Pass lines? That's crazy.
No, that's ridiculous.
I know. That's crazy.
The lines do get really long, though, and I'm not about to wait like an hour in line to meet somebody. I will stand in the short lines, get pictures with people.
Are you doing any panels?
I was looking at the Saturday panels. I don't know. We'll see when we get there. Because I don't know what time we're going to get there either. So
did they not ask us to do a panel at DragCon? That's a little hurtful.
I think they did, but I ignored that email.
Okay. That's fair. Maybe next year. That would be awesome. Wouldn't that be I think if that ever happened, I think the two of us would just explode.
Joanna, we need to do a live show.
That would be amazing. Let's aim for DragCon. Set our expectations high. Be like, who are you? We're with Trixie. I have that autograph in my jacket, so that could be our proof.
You and I should do a live show just at some like dive bar. We can do like audience Q&A.
Question number one. Who are you guys? Mm-hmm. Why are you in the bar? Are there drink specials? Yes. Where's the bathroom? Right over there.
Can you get the waitress for me?
We're like, great question, Sally. Well, actually, the reason I got into comedy. Completely ignore what you're saying. I think we got it. I'm trying to think of, like, we need to meet in the middle and, like, find a place there. Like, what's in the middle of us? I don't know. Anywhere, really. Because we're both at the opposite ends.
Uh-huh.
Let's meet.
I mean, there's a lot in the middle, but there's not a lot, like, there.
Where would we, like, where's our audience?
And I'm sure that's very offensive to all those people that are there.
Yeah, they're in the middle. Texas is cool, but I don't know if that's where our audience is.
I've been to Texas. I've never been outside of the airport, though.
I don't think you've been to Texas. My nephew lives in Texas, and my sister, too, I guess.
Texas is so big. Every time we fly to Florida, half the time we're in the air, we're over Texas.
They always get the captain's always like, you're flying across here. Like, I can see it. Like, a big whoop. No, I want to go. The only reason I ever want to go to Texas is because my wonderful sister, brother-in-law, and my adorable nephew are there. I love them. I'm trying to convince them to move out here. I'm trying to convince a lot of people to move here. and it's not working. It's not working.
It seems the most convenient for you.
I know. I barely have to do anything. Okay. It is dirt cheap here. It's really.
I know. We've talked about this. I over here in California, I don't need you telling me.
It takes me 15 minutes to get to work.
Yeah.
Cheap. 15 minutes to get to work. I'm here.
Let's do pros and cons.
I think that's... There's got to be more pros. There's got to be. We have sweet tea if you're into that. we have good old Southern food if you're into that.
What is Southern food?
Fried chicken, pulled pork, mashed potatoes, collard greens. I don't like collard greens, but... Corn on the cob.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I say something very California?
Yeah.
So Diego can't have any gluten.
Oh, that is super Californian.
Is that going to be a problem?
No, there's actually a lot of gluten-free options here. I don't know if you're going to find them at the Southern restaurants, but I don't know about that. Maybe I'm wrong. We also have a surprisingly large number of vegan cafes, but we are also in the capital city. So, I mean, it's not like... It's obviously not like New York City, but it's Columbia. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. We just got an ice cream sandwich bar, which I didn't know we needed.
Wow.
Oh, we have a cat cafe. That's pretty cool.
You still have DVD rental stores.
No, that's in Sumter. That's in my hometown, which I don't want to say because I feel like it's a front for another property.
Who's anybody in Sumner? They know what we're talking about.
I'm just gonna call them out. Yeah, it's really strange. I don't understand it. It's really bizarre. I heard a knock at the door. I don't know what's happening. Okay, sorry, I got distracted. I was like that dog from Up just now.
At this hour, who could be calling?
I just ignore him at this point.
Nobody's home.
Yeah, say it just like that. Did I tell you about the time? Oh my God, I was the worst neighbor ever. I think I might have messaged you about this. It was a year ago. But I was at home and I was blasting Dance Moms because I was cooking and I couldn't hear the Dance Moms from where I was. And I heard violent knocks on the door. I was like, open up, open up. And did I tell you about this?
No.
Oh, they're like, open up, open up. And I thought they were mad that I was playing Dance Moms so loud. So I turned off Dance Moms and I was dead quiet. And they're like, open up now, open up. And they're banging on my door. And so I hightailed it to my closet and I hid in my closet for an hour. And I was.
Because you are what? An adult.
Yeah. I hid and, my friend Mindy's dog was staying with me at the time. Who's this big, it's a biggish dog, but she's not really scary. I was like, Bones, come here. You're protecting me. And I'm calling Ryan and he's at Magic. And I was like, you need to go home. I'm really scared. I'm really scared. This guy's going to break down the door. And I can hear him walking around the perimeter, banging on the windows. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to die. And, Ryan comes home and he's like, so I looked outside. And someone has used the emergency, in the middle of apartment complexes, they have the emergency fire extinguisher.
Okay.
And someone had smashed it and, ran back into their apartment, and he could smell smoke. The neighbors next to me, their apartment had caught on fire, and they were trying to let me know and ask for help. And my response was to turn off all the lights and go hide.
And trap yourself in the closet.
Yeah, the safest place to be in a fire. They were okay. I apologize. They apologized. We all
moved on. Okay. They should have been while they were banging on your front door. They should have been yelling fire, fire, or something to that effect.
Yeah, it's on them.
Not just open up, let me in.
And I looked through the people, and he was shirtless and scary. And also, I'm not very neighborly. I didn't know what my neighbor looked like. I was like, who the hell is my favorite story about living in that apartment was I had my headphones on. I was outside waiting for a ride and I didn't notice there was a man talking to me the whole time. And I took my headphones off and he was like, yeah, so bitches be crazy. I was like, what? We're apparently having a very in-depth conversation the entire time.
It was a very one-sided conversation.
It was my relationships when I was little. Oh, boy. So, why is Diego gluten-free? Is that a choice or, diet-wise? Or
no, it is not a choice. His body rejects it.
Oh.
So.
That doesn't sound good.
He thought he was lactose intolerant for the longest time, and so he took all of the, like, lactaid pills and stuff. So whenever we had pizza, he was having issues in the restroom, and it turns out the cheese was not the problem.
I'm sure he's going to love you telling that story.
Well, I said it very delicately.
You might need to edit that one out. But that's really interesting, though. But well, people always think, like, oh, you're gluten-free. Like, it's a posh thing. But, like, no, it's, like, a legit thing.
Yeah. And it might not be the – because we've talked about this before. It might not be, like, the flour that he can't eat. But it may be that the flour is being processed with something, because it seems like all of a sudden everybody is, like, intolerant to all these foods that, like, when we were kids, we never heard about this. And
I actually know an interesting reason why that is.
All right, teach me.
I feel like Adam ruins everything right now. Joanna ruins everything. Okay. I was listening to NPR and they said that doctors are now recommending that children are exposed to peanuts very, very young.
I saw it. Have you seen Rotten on Netflix?
No, what's that?
They do a whole, it's about the, like, food industry and the way our food is, like, every episode is about something different. And one of the episodes is about peanuts.
Is that hosted by somebody, like, a woman?
No.
Okay.
Never mind. One of the episodes is about peanuts, and they were talking about how, like, kids with peanut allergies, they were giving them, like, as much peanut as they could handle before they got sick. And so they made them just, like, a little bit sick. And then, like, they were able to up the amount of peanuts they were able to handle. And,
The doctors say that the reason there's so many kids with peanut allergies is because doctors thought that the reason what developed peanut allergies was exposing them to peanuts too young. But now they're finding the opposite, that the children that weren't exposed have more of a high frequency for an allergy. Mm-hmm. And the ones that were exposed very young don't have allergies. And they're even talking about, like, I've had parents at work saying that doctors are wanting them to try eggs and dairy a lot earlier than 1 year old, which is the typical recommended thing, which is really scary for me. Like, as a infant toddler specialist, like, things keep, like, pediatricians change their mind a lot. And if I actually had a child, I don't know what I would do. Like, and then I've heard, like, different pediatricians say different things. And, like, times are changing so quickly, and it's just kind of scary. Like, okay, but y'all said this was the thing that was happening, and now you're changing your mind. You know, it's a little confusing. I can't imagine what it's like being a parent.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have a dog.
How is your dog?
She's fine. She's old.
Yeah, she must be, like, super old.
I think she's 11 now.
Oh, wow.
She's not that old. She's still hyper. She's missing a lot of teeth, but we give her soft foods.
That's so cute. Chloe is right beside me right now, and she's, like, 45. I don't know. She's super old. Like, she's been passed.
In human years.
She's been, like, passed along by, like, 4 different owners at this point. And she's like, I'm not leaving you guys. I'm stuck. Like, this is where I'm gonna die.
She's like, I'm too old for this.
She's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart. And we're watching my mom's dog right now, which somewhere. Okay, so when are we going to get the guys on here to do match game? Because, or the couple dating game, I guess? I don't know how are we going to do it, like...
Oh, yeah. Huh? I was going to...
What?
Everybody's talking at the same time.
Who's talking?
Wasn't Ryan just talking?
Oh, yeah, I didn't think you could hear him. He was all the way across the room. Wow, this is a good microphone.
Diego's very reluctant.
What? But... Let's just, like... have, like, we're just Skyping and we don't tell them that we're recording.
Oh, uh-huh. It'll be an ambush.
Yeah. No, but will we do it, like, if we do it, would we do it, like, you write out questions for Ryan and I write out questions for Diego and we kind of test them?
The way I was thinking we would do it would be that you and I write questions together.
Okay.
And then basically we're just quizzing them.
On us?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, I mean, like, on our respective partners.
Yeah.
I would assume Ryan does not know much about me. I mean, not as much as Diego.
That would be really awkward if Ryan knew more about you than Diego did. Like, Ryan, you'd be cool with that, right?
Well, you guys have another podcast that you do. Ryan has talked on a podcast before. I think Diego just, he just doesn't like participating.
Oh, we'll talk him into it. Okay, I've got to call it in, so do you want to wrap this one up? It's really short. I don't know how long we've been talking.
45 minutes, but I'm gonna cut some things out. I don't know if you know, do you listen to our shows?
I do.
Okay, so, I don't know if you noticed, but I do a lot of heavy editing. That's why it takes me so long to, get each episode out. But I do a lot of work to, make us sound more funny than we are. And,
I mean, we didn't need much work.
There's a lot of times where, not a lot of times, every once in a while, very rarely, we'll say something that, we'll make a joke and maybe it wasn't that great. So,
excuse me?
So I just cut it out a little bit.
That's
I'll cut out
12 minutes.
I cut out all the pauses and stuff, so we're like quicker. We come up with things quicker.
Ooh, I feel like the live show would be like, oh, this seemed kind of slow on this.
They're not as good. I mean, well, that's why we're practicing.
Exactly, we're gonna get better.
The live show's not gonna be next week or anything.
All right. Well, then that will be the end of the show.
All right. Well, this has been another successful episode of That's What I Said.
I put successful in quotation marks.
You can't see me, but...
You did.
There was a lot of finger action going on. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes so you don't miss any episodes. But honestly, if you're listening to our show and you're not already subscribed to the podcast, then I don't know what you're doing over there.
I mean, you're kind of the worst person ever if you're not.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you're getting this if you're not subscribed.
That's true.
Also, please, please, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and review. And after you're done considering it, actually go do it.
Yeah, you could just play like the girl's the funniest one and that'll be fine.
Yeah, I like the girl.
Signed, Joanna Zalewski. I'm really obvious about it.
Also, if you like Joanna and you want to hear more of her, make sure to check out her other podcast that she does without me called Hear Me Out.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I actually forgot to plug it last episode, but to be fair, I was a little thrown off by you ditching me.
Oh, yeah, I did. I was like, well, that one, we talked for a really long time. So the computer was probably like, all right, we get it. It's enough of her. Yeah. She talks too much.
Enough of that. Although funny little behind the curtain, after I was listening to it back, it still recorded you even though I couldn't hear you. So there was like 5 minutes of you saying, hello, hello, can you hear me? Hello.
That's comedy gold right there. Out. Oh, I think that's comedy gold. At least I'd be like, well, you know what? Now I can tell my true feelings about Matt. Oh no, the flu is coming back. Talk to me.
I know, it's kicking it in. I didn't bring a cough drop. You can talk to me on Twitter at Matthew Dickens. If you'd like to follow Joanna, she's on Instagram at joanna.monsoon. And I guess until next week.
I think I have a Twitter too, but I don't use it, so it gets kind of pointless.
Well, that's what you said. I wasn't promoting your Twitter because you told me that you don't use it.
I feel like for a podcaster, though, a Twitter makes more sense than an Instagram. Like, what am I, an Instagram model? No.
So. I actually recently really got into Twitter. I was kind of late to the whole social media platform, but I'm on there a lot more than I'm on anything else now because I have a lot of opinions about a lot of things.
You do. All right, well, I'm going to work on my Twitter and then we can promote it. But until then, my Instagram, I think, is the most interesting about me, which is kind of sad, I guess. Well,
I'm going to tag you in a lot of things and you'll have to participate.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so until next week, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. bye.